On Friday, the U.S. House passed a bill rejecting what lawmakers are calling paid-for patriotism. The decision follows the release of a report on government waste submitted by Arizona Senator John McCain. That report took note of the $49 million the National Guard paid for professional sports sponsorship in 2014. NJ.com has also reported that the first item in the advertising contract between the New York Jets and the New Jersey National Guard includes the team's hometown hero segment, which involves a service person appearing on the field and being introduced as the fans stand and cheer. It's supposed to be a feel-good moment, but should it be one that's bought and sold? We decided to ask somebody who knows what it's like to be honored at a major sporting event. Michael Segan is on the line. Mike, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks, Bill.
You're in the private sector now, but you served in the Army from 2001 until 2007. Tell me about the nature of your service.
Yes, I was a captain in the infantry throughout my 5.5 years in the service. I was deployed to Iraq two different times. First time was about 16 months, then the second time almost 12 months to the day.
Now, I assume that you did not join the Army because you thought you might someday be chosen to be honored on the field at a Chicago Cubs game.
That is correct. I initially joined the Army to go to West Point and then to give back to my country. My friends and I have season tickets to the Chicago Cubs, mm-hmm. and we see on a regular basis every game the Cubs honor someone at the end of the fourth inning. And my good friend Zach Williams, who's been a great supporter of mine from day one, nominated me, and I was honored a couple Wednesdays ago, the 29th of April.
And so at the end of the fourth inning, you stood up in front of all the fans at Wrigley Field and you listened to a 30-second biography of your military service, and you were cheered on by all the Cubs fans in attendance. How was it?
It was fantastic. It felt great, you know, to have 30,000-plus standing up and cheering and thanking for my service. It was a special moment that I will take with me.
Now, Mike, we asked the Cubs if they have taken sponsorship dollars for their segment honoring military personnel and veterans. They haven't gotten back to us with an answer to that yet, but the Cubs do not appear on any of the lists we've seen of teams that received money for this sort of thing. If it turns out that the Cubs did take money to honor you, would you feel any less honored?
It does cheapen it a bit, you know, in a weird way. You know, for them profiting off of that recognition, does seem to be a little bit, disingenuous of their actions there.
Lots of teams are now saying that the money they received was to cover advertising for recruitment efforts and that the on-the-field tributes to soldiers and veterans, that was something they did for free. Who do you believe in all this?
You know, I'm not inclined to believe the NFL teams or the other teams that take the money. I think money trumps all this day and age, and that, you know, if they find a way to exploit the DOD or to gain money, I think they're going to take it.
I have one last question for you, Mike. I'm a bit uncomfortable with the close relationship between sports and the military, in part because advertising during games can make it seem like joining the military is just a variation on playing a game in front of adoring fans. Before this week's disclosures, did the links between sports and the military ever bother you?
It didn't bother me, but I think I was always able to separate playing a game and being in the military and being in the Army. There are clear links, and I think you see it in the metaphors the announcers use when announcing professional sports, but the military is at such a different level with such a higher commitment that I was always able to separate those. I'm not sure if the average teenager weighing his future options can separate those as easily, though.
Mike Segan retired as a captain from the U.S. Army, and he's also a Chicago Cubs fan. He was honored by the Cubs a couple of weeks ago. Mike, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for the time today. I appreciate it.